Ayeshev Yaakov be'eretz Megurei Oviv be'eretz Kanaan. Eilein toledos Yaakov Yosef min Shvaras Veshono Oyo Roye Esecho Batsoin v'chule. Rashi brings two Mahalchim in the beginning of the parasha. Ayeshev Yaakov Tova Achim. Kashi is Vayeshev Yaakov. This parasha is a hemshech of the last parasha. Vayeshev Yaakov is a hemshech. What was the last parasha? All the yichus of Esav, all the malachim of Esav, v'chule. What's the hemshech? Dova Acher. First Rashi also, the first Dova Acher, the Meridiki Yisod, but that's another sugya. Dova Acher, Vayeshev Yaakov, a Moshe, a Pishtani Azer, Nichnasu Gemal of Tunim Pishton. There was a flax merchant who brought his flax on a camel. Camels are high. He was piled high with his flax. And he's bringing his camels into a blacksmith. Hapechomi Tomo, and the blacksmith was wondering, Oli Ikonis Kola Pishton Azeh, where's all this Pishton? How's he going to get into my little blacksmith shop? Oyepikeach Echod Meshivloi, so the clever man said to him, Nitzutz Echod Yoitzimi Mapuach Shilcho, Shesorif Eskuloi, one little spark of fire will come out from your bellows. It'll burn it all up. What is it? Kach, what's the nimshal? Yaakov roes kol alufim aksuvim lemalo. Yaakov saw all the gadlus, all these alufim, all these malochim of Esav. Tama v'omar. Parsha, quite arichas about all the yichusim of Esav and the bonim shel Esav and the alufim and their different places where they went, and Yaakov Avinu was taller. Toma ve'omar mi yochol lichbeish es kulam. They'll take over the whole world. They're so strong. They're so powerful. There's so many of them. Mi yochol lichbeish es kulam. Maksiv lemato. Eile told us Yaakov Yosef. Uchsiv oya beis Yaakov eish ubeis Yosef lahova ubeis Esav lekash Avadya was a Ger Tzedek from Esav. He received this Nevuah. Beis Yaakov is a fire, and Beis Yosef is a flame, and Beis Esav is straw. Nitzutz Yotze mi Yosef, Shemechale v'sof is kulam. One spark from Yosef, and Yosef will be Mechale, all this gadlus of, all this ribui of Esav. Hare, Yosef is a lehova, Yaakov is Eish. Later on we're told that you have a fire, but a fire without flames, if the flames don't go anywhere, they're not going to do anything. They're not going to, can't set anything on fire. The Eish is the Makar. Or what comes out of the Eish, the Lamaisa, is the Lehova, the flame. Heve Oimel. Here is a tremendous limud. That we're contrasting what's Esav. Esav is kash. Esav is straw. Esav is a huge amount of straw, of flax. But it has no real content, no real pnimius. And what's Klal Yisrael? Klal Yisrael is Eish. Eish is of the four Yesodos of the Bria. Eish is the least physical. But on the other hand, Eish can burn. Eish is tremendous koyach. And the lehova of the Eish goes together. So, Yaakov versus Esav. Eish versus Kash. Let's try to understand what is this telling us. We live in a world primarily of Esav. It's true, Yishmael's taking over, but the Vaila, primarily the tremendous culture of Esav. The countries which we came from is Chutz Loretz to Esav. And Nebuch, Achenu, Bnei Yisrael here, the Chilonim, are chasing after Esav's culture, Esav's Mahalach. And then there is Klal Yisrael. What's the Nimshal Be'etzim? What is the Eish of Yaakov? And what is the Kash of Esav? What is the Lehova of that Eish? Yosef, what are we learning? The battle between Yaakov and Esav was Be'etzim, Etzim Inyan, was that night when Yaakov was about to meet Esav and divided the camps into two. Vayokom balayla hu, vayikach eshtei nosho, v'eshtei shichoyso, v'eschadoso yilodo, vayavar esmah vayaboik, vayikochem, vayavir mesanochal, vayavar esasheloi, vayivose Yaakov levadoi, vayovik ish imoi adal esashocha, zotrashi, who was this ish? So Rabbi Seinu Zichron Livracha Oimrim shows Sorah Shel Esav. This was the interaction between Yaakov and Esav. So we have to learn this parasha, to understand this parasha. One little pasuk with such a big yesoid here. Vayivose Yaakov Levadoi, there's a strange medrash. Bracious Rabbah, Parsha Ayin Zayin. Vayvose Yaakov Levada, Vayovik Ish Imoi, Ein Kokel Yeshuru. The Pasuk says, in Vizoyis HaBrocha, Ein Kokel Yeshuru, Roichev Shomayim Be'ezrecho. What does it mean, Ein Kokel Yeshuru? The Bali Dikduk will understand that it's a very Shvera Pasuk. Because when you have one word which is somach to another, in Lashon HaKodesh you have a word, sometimes we say the something of, so you can't put a hey hayudia on the something of. You have to put the hey hayudia on what it is of. The mashal. A very common mistake which Americans make. Or English speakers, not African Americans, any English speakers. They say, Harosh Yeshiva, Amar. And you can't say Harosh Yeshiva. There's no, it's grammatically wrong. Rosh is Samuch to Yeshiva. The Rosh, the head of the Yeshiva. So, in Lashon HaKodesh, you can't say Harosh Yeshiva. Because what's definite, what you're defining, is not the head. You're talking about a specific Rosh Hashiva. So he's a head of a specific yeshiva. So it has to be Rosh HaYeshiva. Rosh HaKodesh in Ivrit. It's Rosh HaYeshiva. You can't say Ha Rosh Hashiva. Now, Kael Yeshurun, the Pashas means the God of Yeshurun. Kokel is ke ha kale. You put a comma under the chof, then it's as though it says ke ha kale. So how can you have ha kale Yeshurun? Me ain Kehokel Yeshurun, there's no one like the God of Yeshurun. If you'd say, Ein Kekel Yeshurun, that's correct. There's no one like the God of Yeshurun. Of a Kehokel Yeshurun, says the Medrash, Reb Brachia b'shem Reb Yehuda b'Reb Simon Oma, Ein Kokel. So that it has to be a comma after the word Kokel. Ein Kokel. Kokel is not connected to Yeshurun. Ein Kokel. There is no one like Hashem. Umi Kokel Yeshurun. Hanoim v'amishubochim shebochem. There's no one like Hashem, except the tzaddikim of Yeshurun, of Klal Yisrael, they are like Hashem. We're like Hashem. Last week's parasha, we were told even more than this. We were told, Vayikra loy keil elokei Yisrael, and Rashi brings another medrash, HaKadosh Baruch Hu kara keil. HaKadosh Baruch Hu called Yaakov keil. Yaakov Inu is a god. So the medrash beforehand, Ani keil b'alyoinim, v'ato keil b'tachtoinim. It's the Pashtus, the Gyusa. Ramban, if you know the Ramban, it's a different Gyusa. I'm sure I'm saying it. Oh, but the Rebbeinu Shem called Yaakov Kael. How, Yaakov is Kael. Yaakov is Kael b'atachtoinim. What's the pshat? There's the Hemshech over here, in our Medrash. Reb Brachia b'shem Reb Simon Omar, Ein Kokel, Ami Kokel Yeshurun. Who's Yeshurun? The first day was the Tzadikim Shebaim. Now it says Yisrael Saba. Reb Brachia b'shem Reb Simon, Reb Brachia b'shem Reb Yehuda, Reb Simon, said the Yeshurun, is all the Tzadikim. Reb Brachia b'shem Reb Simon, Oma Ein Kokel Yeshurun, who's Yeshurun? Yisrael Saba, Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov Avinu was like Kael. In what way? Ma Kodesh Baruch Hu Kosuf Boi V'Niska V'Hashem Levadoi La'osid Lovoi Shev the Rebbeinu Shalom will be Levadoi. There'll be a greater Gilui of Levadoi. Af Yaakov Vayvosa Yaakov Levadoi. V'Shtei Da Vayvosa Yaakov Levadoi. So Chazal see in this Pasuk a Meredith Gilui of who Yaakov was. Vaistoin says a midah called Levadoi. And Yaakov Avinu was oile to that midah of Levadoi. What is this midah of Levadoi? What's the pshat? Hashem is part of this of Hashem Levadoi. So the beginning of Yesodi HaTorah, Hilchus Yesodi HaTorah, the Rambam says, Yesoida Yesoidis Vomada Chochmeis Leida Sheshomotsu Rishon. Yesoid of everything is to know that there is a first being. Vuhu Mamtzi Kol Nimtza. And he causes everything to exist. Vuchola Nimtzaim Mishamai Vaoretz Umashe Beneim Lo Nimtzu Elam Me'amitas Himotsoi. And everything that exists from heaven to earth, Umashe Beneim, and anything in between, only exists me amitas himotsoi, from his emissar Mitzias. Adavke being yeshivish here, and saying, translating the word emes as emes, and because we have to see what we mean. What does the Rambam mean by emes, or what does the word emes actually mean? So we'll wait for a bit. Sog the Rambam Mehemshech, the Im Yale al Adas, what does it mean that he's the Motsui Rishon and everything exists, Mikoyach him? Sog the Rambam, Im Yale Adas, Shehu Eina Motsui, if Chasu Shalom, you can imagine, the Rebbeinu Shem's not here, Ein Dova Ache Yochali Motsus, nothing can exist. Everything from Shemaim to Oretz and everything that in the world that exists, exists Me'achmas HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Shem Avaya, we find one of the Kavanas, the Shem Avaya, is Mahave Es HaKoel. The Rabbeinu Hashem causes everything to exist. And he carries on. Vim yale al adas, she'en kolanim soim milavadoi mitsuyim. And if you were to consider that nothing other than him exists, which was what the matzav was before the Bria, before Bereishis. Im yale al adas, she'en kolanim soim milavadoi mitsuyim, hu levado ye motsui. You won't get any difference, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If nothing else would exist, he continues to exist. And it won't make any difference to Hashem. He won't be cease to exist because there's nothing else exists. Everything needs him for its existence. We all need him. But he doesn't need anything other, outside of himself. Lefichach, ein amitosei ka'amitas echot mehem. So his emes is not the same as the emes of anything else. So we can't translate the word emes here as true. His truth is not the same as the truth of everything else. Well, that needs a bigger beer. Who shall not be Oimer? Vashem Elohim Emes. Yirmiyah says, Hashem Elohim Emes. On Rosh Hashanah, we cited that posuk. What's the pshat? Hashem Elohim Emes. Who levadei ha Emes? Ve'ein la'ache Emes kamitosei. Only he is the Emes, and there's no other Emes like his Emes. Who shall toira Emes? Ein oid melevado. We say every time no leinu. Yodat hayom v'ashivoy solovecho ki Hashem hu elokim v'ashamayim imal v'alorets mitochas ein oid melevado. What do we mean ein oid melevado? There's nothing other than him. Well, are we Hashem? Is the building Hashem? Is the shtendus Hashem? What does it mean ein oid melevado? Lots of things are achem milavadoi. So the Rambam, what does it mean? Ein od milavadoi kei kloima ein sham motzui emes milavadoi kamoisei. So what does emes mean over here? Emes is usually translated the word as true. What does true mean? So the Malbim defines. What is emes? If one says now that it's dark outside, that's emes. Why is that emes? Why is that true? Because that's the metzius. It's dark outside. If one would say the sun is shining here, then it's not true. Why isn't it true? Because it's not the metzius. Emes means what's real. Emes means what's the metzius. Chazal tell us, oisius emes is the whole, spans the whole aleph base. The Rebbeinu Shem created the Bria with oisius. Warren Brochus tells us the Rebbeinu Shem was metzarif oisius. The oisius of aleph base are koiches, ruchonius, which we have very little shaykhus to, but they are. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu's mitzarif those oisius to make the Bria. There's a seder to the oisius. Aleph is the first. Tof is the last. Mem is the middle. If you make a cheshbon, Mem is only the middle if you put Mansbach into the cheshbon. If you don't put Mansbach in the, for those people who don't know what I'm talking about, Mansbach, the final letters, so you only have 22 letters in the alphabet. If you've only got 22, how have you got a middle ois? If you put in the five final letters, you've got 27, so then you're going to have one of the ois is going to be the middle. That's the mem. So emes is the whole metzius. Aleph, mem, tof. It spans the whole metzius. True means metzius. True means what's real. Now let's translate what he said. From his real metzias. The metzias of Hashem is different than the metzias of everything else. Because if we say the Ribbono Shel Olam exists, that is the real metzias. But if we say we exist or anything else exists, it's not actually the real metzias. Why? Because that statement is not exactly true. Because we don't exist mitzad atzmeinu. We are being caused to exist. The Ribbono Shel Olam is making us exist. So, what's our reality? Amitaseinu. How real are we? We're certainly not as real as Hashem is. This is where we find the Loshen in a lot of Svarim. The Ribbono Shel Olam is Muchrach HaMetzias. What do you mean Muchrach HaMetzias? The Ribbono Shel Olam's Metzias is real. He exists because he exists mitzad atzmai. He didn't have any cause which makes him exist. He didn't have any parents. He didn't have anything that brought him into existence. He won't cease to exist. He will continue to exist forever and ever ad lanetzach. And that is the only metzias, which is real metzias. Because we are not muchach to continue to exist forever. If we're zoiche, enochanami, v'tzchias ameisim, then the Ribbono Shel Olam will continue to make us exist in netzach netzachim, but our existence coming from him. And we certainly didn't always exist. Enochanami, it's a shtikul pigia in our covet. When you see a picture and somebody tells you, that's what you looked like when you were 2 days old. No, that's not real. Yeah, and when you were 5 years old, that little boy was you. Can't be me. Yeah, we didn't always exist. Paro claimed that he made himself a chula. I am Shom, a very interesting sugya. I can get away with such a thing. But the Ribbono Shel Olam didn't have a past, doesn't have a future. Hoyo, hoive, v'yiye. That is the pshat in the bior, in the shem havaya. True being, the Gaon teaches havaya from Loshen hoyo, from Shosh hoyo. True being, real. The Ribbono Shel Olam is real. And because he's real, because his metzias is not totally on anyone else, anything we bachutz, nothing be bachutz makes a difference to him, can affect him. That is the midah of levadoi. The Ribbono Shel Olam exists levadoi, mitzad atzmai, and not tolly on anything be bachutz. Let's just go through this Rambam again and see how many times he uses the word levadoi. V'im yale al adas she'en kol hanimtzoi milevadoi metzuyim, hu levadoi yemotzui, v'lo yivutal hu nebitulom. She'kol hanimtzoim tzrichim loy, v'hu baruch hu, ein tzarech lohem v'lo le'echod mehem. Lefichoch, ein amitosoi ke'amitas echod mehem. His reality is not the same as the reality of anything else. Hu shanovi oimer v'ashem elokim emes. Hu levadoi ha-emes. The ein la'acher emes kamitosoi. Only he is emes. Tahainu. He alone is the real reality. The real metzias. Hu levadoi ha-emes. The ein la'acher emes kamitosoi. And no one else has that reality like he does. Hu shatoroim omeres ein oim milavadoi. There's no koyach loyma ein shom motsui emes milavadoi kamoisoi. There's no other reality like him. That is what the pasuk means. Laosid lovoi. It will be nisgale to the whole bria of a niska vashem levadoi. Vishas the gula shlema. It will be nisgale. This midas gewaltige giloi of Hashem's levadoi. He is completely self-contained. He's not tali on anything mibachutz. Kul segein the medrash, meridika medrash. Vayivos se Yaakov levadoi, Chazal se levadoi. Yaakov Avinu got to the middle of levadoi. Ein kokeil. There's no one like Hashem. Umi kokeil. If you tell me ein kokeil, there's a half a minute that's something kokeil. Ein kokeil, umi kokeil, Yeshurun, Yisrael Saba. And in what way is Yaakov Avinu doime to Hashem? In this bechina of levadoi. What does that mean? It's a meridik gilui of what Yaakov Avinu was. If you remember 2 weeks ago we spoke, Vayivka Bamokim, Yaakov Avinu found that Kodesh Baruch in the depth of night. He was metakin midas Tvidas Arvis. Vayivka Bamokim. He came to the Akara of Ein Ha'olam Mekoimai. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not contained within the world, Elohu Mekoim Yishal Olam. How did he get to such a darga? Levadoi, mitzad atzmoi, mitzad his Torah, mitzad his Seichel, and not mitzad everything that he saw in the world. In the beginning of Toldos, the Torah contrasts these two koiches, Yaakov and Esav. Vayigdu lo hanorim, vayi Esav ish yodea tzayid ish sode. Vayakov ish tom yoshe beholim. So Rashi, yodea tzayid. Lo tzud ul rameis is oviv befiv. Esav is a ramai. Esav knew how to cheat people. A ramai is completely tali on acherim. He's always tali on other people. He's always worried what other people think. And he has a koach ramos to try and make them think different than the true mitzvah, than what he really is. If a mensch is all on his own and he doesn't interact with anyone else, there's no room for ramos. For two levels. There's no one else to impress, and no one else to try and fool, and no, if you're not being misyachis to anyone else, and then, you're not trying to fool anyone else. You're not misyachis to anyone else. Obeis over the Yodea Tzayid. The Ramais, Rashi brings here, Obiv, Chazal Zogna, different, the Ramais is Abrius, Esav is Kuloi, a ramai. V'sho'aloi, and how did he fool his father? V'sho'aloi, Abba, heich ma'asri v'samelach v'satevin. Esav came along. He's the ish sadeh. He doesn't stay in a base medrash. He's the ish ma'as. He goes out into the world. And he tells his father he's looking for the Hashem in the world. He's looking for Kedusha in the world. Everything in the world you can find Kedusha, in the Sada you can find Kedusha, in the world you can find Kedusha. Tata, where's the Kedusha in Melach? What's Melach? Melach is tofel. Melach brings out the flavor of the food. Nobody eats Melach on its own. So it's a very unhealthy thing to do, to eat Melach on its own. Melach is tofel. Melach brings out the geshmak. Oh, but there's Kedusha in Melach. Even in things which are tofel. How do you maisa? Where do you find the truma, the Kedusha in the Melach? And what's Tevin? Tevin is the straw. Or the peel, the external which covers the wheat. The chaff which covers the wheat. It's the externalities, the chitzonius of the wheat. What can you do with tevin? You can't eat it. It's not shaykh to eat. When you take wheat and you want to grind it into flour, you have to separate all the tevin. The Tevel will just stuff up the mill and it won't work, and you can't bake flour which is mixed in with Tevel. What can you do with Tevel? No, in the old days you could make a mattress. You could make a pillow from stuffed with Tevel. But it's not so posh at the straw mattress. When we first came to Yeshiva, when I was a bocher, we had straw mattresses. Straw mattresses are not so posh, you should know. When you turn over, then one of the things often gives you a shtoch, and you flatten it down again. It's not so posh. But Bishvili Nivra Oilom, that was in Elul, and in the winter's man, they brought in Gavaldiga, comfortable, yeshivisha, thin mattresses, the sponge mattresses. I'll call Pony. Comes the ace of Tevin! There's Kedusha in Tevin! Where's the Kedusha in Tevin? Haich ma'asum yisa Tevin! It was all one big remorse. What is Esav? Esav is the Nimshal Lechazir. Lechazir is Poishet Tlofov. When he crouches down, the Chazir is the only animal which has cloven hoofs, which has the external simon of Kashrus, the only animal which, when he crouches down, he puts his feet out. If you ever go to a zoo or you see cows in the field when they're, or sheep when they're resting, they put their feet underneath themselves. But the chazir is the one that puts his thing, so chazal, that's Esav. What's Esav? He's poshet lachov, and he says, Re'u! You see me, I'm kosher. And inside he's absolutely treif. He's not maligera. He's completely treif inside, but outside he wants to claim. It's all a ramos. There's nothing really there. It's kash. It's pishtan. It has no real content. That's Esav. Ish sodeh. Zokter Rashi kemashmo, Adam Batel. He was a lazy man. He wasn't prepared to work a field, to plow a field, to plow, to sow, to reap. It's not a popular thing to do. You have to work hard to get the tvua from a field. My brother-in-law, I have a brother-in-law who's Australian. And he told me the Aborigines, told me a couple of years ago, the Aborigines, the natives of Australia, are primitive, shebe primitive. It's ain't the shire how primitive they are. He said, they only hunt, they don't farm, their mamash, maybe they're descended from Esav, They don't have any musug of farming. They hunt animals and they take any plants which happen to weeds or whatever happens in the desert that they think that they eat. They don't even know the musug of farming. This was Esav, but Esav mitzad, not his primitive, wasn't primitive at all. He was ish batel, who wasn't prepared to work. Not work for even the externalities, kal v'chomer, to work on himself. Lahavdil. What was Yaakov? Ish tom. Eine boki b'kol eile. Keliboi kein piv. Mish eine chorif l'rama is kori tom. What does tom mean? Perfect. Sholem. In what way was he sholem? He was sholem because his primius and his chitonius were equal. There was no blufferai, there was no ramos. We all know that the midah of Yaakov was ish emes, titein emes li Yaakov. What does that mean? Emes li Yaakov. Oh, he was a true person. That means that he never told a lie. Well, it's not exactly true. Because Ani, Esav Becharecha, is a very interesting statement. How emes is it? Rashi tells it's emes lamitoi. Well, certainly Gnevus Das,
And handling with Lavan was not a simple matter either. What's the pshat? He was emes, titen emes Yaakov. Not an emes chitzoini. When he needed to say things which are not 100% emes, his mother told him b'nevuah that he has to do that. He did it. Because that's what he was mechuyev to do. But what is the midas or emes? Rashi says, piv v'lipo shovim. There's no ramos here. His pnimius was the same as his chitzonius. Gemara Yuma tells us, very strange kli we have in the Beis HaMikdash, the Oroin. Why is it strange? In many ways, it's the simplest kli there was. It's three boxes, a golden box outside, a wooden box inside, and a golden box inside the thing. Well, why did it have to have a golden box inside? What was the Oroin? When did anybody have psicha in the Beis HaMikdash? The answer is nobody. Years ago, I was once for hearing a bocha, and we were in a shul. So I asked this bocha, I said, why don't you tell me what was in the Beis HaMikdash? See, the first thing he says was the Oron HaKodesh. Now, very few people called the Oron in the Beis HaMikdash Oron HaKodesh. So I said, so what was it like? He said, well, I don't know. I wasn't exactly there. So I said, well, Berech, what was it like? So I said, was it like that, Oron? Then maybe it was exactly the same design, but yeah, basically. No, Fashtetzach, he never came to this yeshiva, but I'll go upon him. apart from the amaratzas, the stupidity is lo yomen. I'll go upon him. What was the Oron? The Oron was never opened. Never. What did you have to have a golden inside for? What was the Oron? The Oron was the kli which housed the Torah. So the Gemara in Yuma, the Oron is the Talmid Chochem. The Talmid Chochem is a kli, is a mensch who contains Torah. And kol mi she'ein toichei kebaroi, lav Talmid Chochem hu. If a person's pnimius is not like his chitzonius, zishkin Talmid Chochem. How do we know? From the Oron. If it's outside is gold, then the inside also has to be gold. It's interesting to kli why the middle had to be eight. I'm an achasugya. I'll call upon him. That was Yaakov Avinu. And how do you get to such a madrega of pivli b'shavin, of being the ish emes mamish? Again, is it true titen emes the Yaakov, or is it real? Yaakov Avinu was real. That's what it means that his Pnimius was the same as his Chitzonius. Yoishev Holim, Olo Shel Shein, Olo Shel Eiver. Zogt der Targum Yonison in Yoishev Holim. Meshamish be Beis Medrosha de Shein, u Beis Medrosha de Eiver. Tova Ulpan min Kodam Hashem. He was Toveya Torah. He was the Mavakish. He was the mensch who steigt and steigt. What's the emes? What's Torah's emes? What's the Torah of emes? What's HaKadosh Baruch Hu want from me? What did he do for 14 years in Beis Shem Ve'Eber? And that wasn't, when he came into Shem Ve'Eber, he didn't go to Shir Aleph. He'd been learning for years and years before. Where was he learning before? The Zohar Kodesh says, Yoshev Holim, Holo Shel Avram, Holo Shel Yitzchak. He was a person who was Toveya Torah. Ezeo Chochom, Elohim Mikol Adam, and he had Gvaltiger Rebbeim. He worked and worked and worked on himself. He wasn't an Ish Batel, a lazy man. And he built himself. Mitzad his Torah, mitzad his Seichel. And he came to the grace of Hasogis, which he had, mitzad his Seichel. Mitzad his Seichel, mitzad his Torah. He could find that Kodesh Baruch Hu even the Cheshchas HaLaila. He was betaken even the Choshech, and Kodesh Baruch Hu was still here. It wasn't something external which brought him to the Hakara of Hashem. was mitzat yiseichel, mitzat atzmai. That is vayivase Yaakov levadoi. That's the madriga of levadoi. The Nefesh HaChaim tells in the beginning of the Sefer, when the Adam is created, Betzelem Elokim, Kid Musainu, so the Nefesh HaChaim, when the Torah says Demus or Tzelem, it doesn't mean that in every single aspect it's the same as the thing we're comparing to. It means in one bechina, the Marshal David HaMelech said, Nidmesi ke'ish ke'ikas midbar. David HaMelech says when he was running away and he didn't have anywhere to be, he says, I'm like the ka'as, it's a certain bird which doesn't have any nest, doesn't nest. It flies from place to place in the midbar. He says, I'm like the ka'as of the wilderness. So the Nefesh HaChaim, it didn't mean that he grew a beak and he had wings. It means the gabi one nekuda. The demian was the gabi one nekuda. So in what way is me kokel Yaakov Saba? The Medrash is telling us, in which nekuda is Yaakov the same as Hashem? Doime to Hashem? In this nekuda of levadoi, being self-contained, being real, being the ish emes, not tolei al acherim, not trying to impress anyone, being himself, because his avodas Hashem is real. That is the madriga of levadoi. And when that happened, when he came to that madriga, vayivose Yaakov levado, vayovik ish imoy ad alois hashochar. So the sorrow shall Esav, who's the lehepech hagomor of this whole mahalach of levadoi, the ish ramai, this was his sar, this was his malach. And Svarim HaKadoshim tell us, let's move on a lot of places here, the Kli Yoko, learn the Kli Yoko over here, Meritika Kli Yoko. The shame of the sar of Yosef, of Esav, is the Samach Mem, the Satan. Why is the Satan called Samach Mem? Samach Mem Aleph Lamed, so the meaning is not to say, not to pronounce it. What's the pshat in such a name? What does it mean? Sotter Kli Yokor, Soma in Aramaic means to blind. The avoid of the Samach Mem is to blind people. Vayeovek ish imoy. He got to the madriga of levadoi, and then the sorrow shall Esav try to knock him off that madriga. Tried to blind him. Tried to separate him from his dveikus b'Hashem. It was in the middle of the night, but the night doesn't stare Yaakov. Vayeovik ish imoy, the Gemara in Chulin says, they were male ovok, the dust, ad kisei akovit. What's the pshat? They were male the ovok, ad kisei akovit. Laniyus daiti, the pshat in the samach mem was male ovok, ad kisei akovit. He tried to throw a dust screen in front of Yaakov, so he should be separate from the kisei akovit. Tried to blind him. That's what the Satan does. That's what the Yetzirah does. It blinds you. It tells you everything's different than it really is. Vagav, that's why afterwards when he asked him, Mashimcha, he said, I don't have a name. How? What do you mean you don't have a name? Of course you do. We just said what your name is. Oh, the Satan has many, many different names. Whatever you want me to be, I am. I'm your close friend. I'm your miayetz. I in the Chovis Havav was the whole thing in Shara Yichud HaMais about the Satan pretends this and pretends that. Who is Esav? Esav, the greatest tzaddik. He's the brisker. Do you know any other person in the Torah who was Maisa Tevin? Who Maisa salt? You don't have anyone else like that. Esav! Esav had payas out here and a bird down here. Esav, the Heiliger Esav. What? when you heard Esav's Torah. It was meridic. It was so teef. You can't understand that Torah. It's so teef. Yeah. What did the Rebbe mean? I have no idea. It's so teef. You can't expect to understand the Rebbe's Torah. That's Esav. When Esav made Kiddush, how long did his Esav's Kiddush take? Ooh. Nigunim, and who's able to make his eyes go up and do all this. And what was Yaakov Avinu? Yaakov Avinu, Kuptarayim, says, Poshet, you want the vort he said, and the shir he says, Pshat, emes, the sugya, klo, havona, entire, emes, la mitai. His avodas Hashem was klo. No fancy frills. It's all emes. It's all real. Over the samach mem, sends the avak ad the kisei hakavod. Umeidach kisei Yaakov Avinu also sent the avak ad kisei hakavod. How do you fight a malach? Maybe any inkling of how you fight a malach? So I'll tell you. You know, the Sephonim tells us how to fight a malach. Lu yitzuya, we'll ever have a fight with a malach, which agar we have every single day. We don't realize that he doesn't come as an ish. He disguises himself in all sorts of ways and even disguises himself and tells you with your name. I'm you. I want to schmooze. I want to sleep. I want to do this. I want to do that. You want? That's not your real rotzen. That's your Yetzer Hara. That's Mr. Samach Mem blinding you. Mashimcha. Mashimcha. It's the same as your name. I'm you. I'm Pliny. I'm Oini. I'm this. I'm that. I'm the other. I'm everybody. I'm anything. Anything you want. Hello. Just don't learn. Just dream during davening. Just don't even bother to daven. Get up late. You can do the same thing in 10 seconds. We fight the Samach Mem. Well, the Samach Mem fights us. I don't know if we fight back. How was he able to see through the avak of the Samach Mem? Because Yaakov's avak also went to the Kisei HaKovod. Yaakov Avinu was Dovek Bashem and didn't move from his Vekas Bashem. In the middle of the night, he's still Dovek Bashem. But Machshavo Bedibur, he was davening the whole time, not to be Nichshal in this Gefelach being of the Samach Mem. And Ali Deizeh, he was Menatzeach. Vayivose Yaakov levadoi vayeovi ish imoi ad alois ha-shochar. That's Yaakov Avinu. That's Eish. That's real. And Esav is Kash. We grew up amongst that Kash. We're all nispoiled from that Kash. All the godless of the Goyim. Their binyonim, their hanhoges, their culture. And it's all nothing. What are the two ikka nekudas of their culture? Sports and movies. And it's all garnished. And people are so nispoiled. Those are the industries which make so much money. It's huge! What is it? Garnished. Because he found the missing link, which he never went to a ball game, so he never found the missing link between the ape and the mensch. But there they are, on the field, all of them. You were Raya Brura for evolution. Maybe not, because how do you go from that to a mensch? That's a big thing. And they're running around, mummish, fighting each other, or they're the godless. The guy who's 6'5", 6", who can put the ball in the net. Why, mummish? The missing link. And how much these avodim kananim get sold for? Millions and millions and millions, Nebuch. And you only spoil from that. You learn Torah and you only spoil from that. We're mushba by the kash. One bocha asked me recently, how's he going to be oimed in the nisayon of the ashes? I don't know what he was talking about. Baruch Hashem, I've been a long time out of England. So what I was thinking, I don't know, what's the only thing I know about ash nowadays is when you go to a chasna, you have to put afer on the thing. What are you talking about? And he reminded me the test match between Australia and England is called the Ashes. It's a 5-day game. I think how many times they play the game to who's their thing. Ah, Mishagas the horizon. 5 days these idiots are playing ball and you can't see through it and you're a loimei Torah and it bothers you. Which idiot got the kick, hit the ball more than the other one? If you really hit the ball in cricket and you hit the ball over the boundary and nobody catches it, you get 6 runs. Isn't that gewaldig? Ah! No. Is that kash? Tevin? Garnished? And a movie? If I had garnished. And I have the internet. With all the zachen on the internet. You don't have to sit through a long movie just to get a shtikl taiva. You can get your little mishinkala and get your taiva with it. Not even pushing a button. That's too hard nowadays. Ish batel. Touch the screen and get any taiva you want. Rahman and it's not. You don't have to watch the whole thing for an hour and a half. Somebody showed me today that there's such an inyan of an 80-second vort. 80 seconds. Vort in 80 seconds. I know all of you are saying, halavai, the shmuz would just last 80 seconds. Oh, but it doesn't. How can you say a vort in 80 seconds? He showed me. Okay, no. For the people who don't have patience and can't listen for a shtickle longer, a shtickle Torah, what happened? Why can't you be focused for more than 80 seconds? Well, that's the Tzad Toiva, what's out there. On the timer for 80 seconds, Rahman and Islam. And it's huge monies. It's cash, it's massive, it's a pishtane azeh. Where's he gonna go? Nitzatz Echad, from the Eish of Yaakov. The reality of Yaakov, what's real? Destroy all of it. Nothing there. How big is Klal Yisrael? A few loim de Torah. How big is the Goyish Welt? Billions and billions of people who used to believe in Narishkeit, now believe in even maybe better Narishkeit, less Narishkeit, whatever. And how many B'nai Torah are there in the world? It's one big kash and one lehovo. Yosef was the Lehavra of that age. Yosef, Meredith, we want to see the Midah of Levadai. When Yosef came to the base of Shul Potiphar, Vayhi Hashem es Yosef, Yud Kei Vav Kei. Who was there to be Mechazik Yosef? No one. In the house of Amachlikas, either the priest of Avodah Zarah, the archbishop of Avodah Zarah in Mitzrayim, or he was the chief executioner, or the Bashas Yisrael of Eilu, Divrei Elokim Chaim, he was probably both. Not such a geshmaka house to be in. Vayhi Hashem es Yosef, Vayhi Ish Matzliach, Vayhi Bebeis Avdoinov Hamitzri. And the Torah is stressing, Nochamol, Vayhi Bebeis Adonav HaMitzri. We know he was there, he just said that. No, you have to know, he was at Ish Matzlich, in the base Adonav HaMitzri. And Ad Kidei Kach, Vayar Adonav, Ki Hashem Itai. This, Oved Avodah Zarah, this grubber mensch, So Hashem Yud Kei Vav Kei was Itai. V'chol Hashem Oise Hashem Matzeir Biyodai. How did he see it? The Medrash Tanhuma says that he davened and davened on everything that he was asked to do. I should be Matzliach. Ribbono Shel Olam, help me be Matzliach here. Ribbono Shel Olam, help me be Matzliach here. And then Potiphar wanted to try to test him. So he asked him for one type of drink. In our world, he asked him for a hot coffee. And then he said, I've changed your mind. I want an iced coffee. And then I want a tea, English tea, with milk. And Pele, a Ness. Yosef was able to, anything what he wanted, everything he wanted. He came. How? And he saw him muttering. He said, ooh, I know what you do. You're a Kishuf Macha. We have them all here. How could you do this? And he says, no, I davened to the Ribbono Shel Olam. What? And this Oved Avodah Zarah, Vayar, Ki Hashem Itai. And how was Yosef able to keep that madrega? And then he's thrown into jail. Vayitzen sar beis asoya biyad Yosef's kolor asirim asher bebeis asoya ves kol asher oisim sham hu haya oiseh. Ein sar beis asoya rois kol meuma biyadi b'ashe Hashem itoi. He slipped the shechina with him into the beis asoya. B'ashe hu oiseh Hashem matzliach. How did Yosef, how was he able to maintain this madrega? This is the befayal of Levado. This is why Yosef is the lehava of that age. So in the bracha in Vayechi that Yaakov Avinu gave him, Vateshev be'eson kashtoi. So the Targum Unkelis, Vismaru Yos, Vesovas behind the Vihusei, his Nevuah, the dreams which he got Agav were Nevuah. In this week's parasha, they were Nevuah, his Mevuah that they were Nevuah. They weren't just Ruach HaKodesh, they were Nevuah. But the Nevuah was Choyze on his brothers, Al Dekaye Meirai Sabas Isra. It was Beseise, there was nobody there. Nobody knew. Was he Kaveh Itim or not Kaveh Itim? Was he learning or not learning? Nobody could know. It was all on his own. And the Targum Yonason, is Badru Yodoy Min Hirhura Zaro, Ukvash Yitzrei Min Ulfant Cave the Kibel Min Yaakov. He was Kovish is Yetzer, the Nisayan with Eshes Potiphar. How? From the Torah which he received, the strong Torah, the Ufant Kev, the Kibbol Min Yaakov. Aboisai, is our Avodas Hashem real? Are we Esavs or are we Yaakovs? That's the Shaila. Are we Esav or Yaakov? Is our Avodas Hashem real? Is our davening real? Is our learning real? Kol Zman, we're in yeshiva and the oilam is mashpia, and we have a good oilam, Baruch Hashem, v'chule. Yes, yeah, so we're learning, and you've got to come to Seder, because the oilam, either the oilam or the Rosh Shiva, whoever is actually, you know, Chitzoni is making you. And what happens when you leave yeshiva? What happens ben hazmanim? What happens when you're all levadai? What happens when a guy leaves yeshiva? He hangs up his ben Torah uniform, his yeshiva uniform, and he loses everything that he had here. Torah is meant to be piv v'libay shavim. Emes Pnimis, real. Avodas Hashem is meant to be real. Here, while we're in the Beis Shem Ve'Ever, we have to be kinder, the reality of Avodas Hashem, to make it real. That it stays with us at all times, even when we're Levad. We have to be with the same Bren and the same Eish of Torah, the same Eish of Avodas Hashem. We daven every day. that our Torah, Avinu, Hov, Arachamon, Hamerachim, Rachim Aleinu. If Shlomo Zeichet Tzadik V'Kodesh Livracha used to say, it's the only place in Siddur where there's five Lashonos of Rachamim. Av is also a Lashon of Rachamim. Kirachim Av Albonim. Avinu, Ha'av, Ha'rachamon, Hamarachim, Rachim Aleinu. And teach us Torah. No. V'sein B'libeinu, L'hovinu, L'haskil, Nishmaya, Lilmait. I can be a big lamdan. I can impress everyone. No. Lishmar. Velasois. Ulekayim. Everybody should say I'm a big tzaddik. Es kol divrei salma terosecho be'avo. Veho ereinenu besoirosecho. I should be kind of Torah and be penimius. V'dabek libeinu v'soyroseh b'mitzvisecha v'yached levaveinu two bases yetzer hara v'yetzer hatov levav v'yached levaveinu la'avo u'le'yira eshemecha. That's the madrega of Yaakov. That's the madrega of Eish HaTayra. That's the madrega of Levadoi. That's what we have to do, to be kind of that madrega, to learn from Yisrael Saba, our Heiliger Zeder Yaakov.